Today's daf is Shavuos daf Yud Ches, and we are 19 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the two dots. Zuhi mitzvah saseh shebemikdash she'ein chayovin oleha v'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achinu b'nei Yisrael hanasunu b'tzar v'ashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos refuah shalema for Yori Yoshua ben Chaya Atara, Shlomo ben Chaya Leah, Chava Miriam bas Malka Freda, and Yocheved bas Devora Gittel. So we're moving along, still learning the sugyas of Tumas Mikdash Vekadashav. We're still going through the long Mishnah in the beginning of the second Perek, which began on Daf Yudalad Amid Aleph and went into Daf Yudalad Amid Beis, stating that the topic of today's daf is very much going to be a digression. So this is what we call a digression from the digression. The Masechta Shavuos, the digression has been Yediyas HaTumah, and now we're going to digress from the digression, and we're going to have an entire daf related to Hilchos Nida. Now, how did Hilchos Nida get into the Mishnah? So after the Mishnah mentioned that the laws of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav apply not only to a Tomei that enters the Beis HaMikdash, but also to a Tahar that enters the Beis HaMikdash and becomes Tomei in the Beis HaMikdash, and he stays there longer than he should be, the Mishnah said, quote, Zuhi mitzvah saseh shebemikdash. This is an example of a mitzvah saseh in the Mikdash, she'ein chayov an oleh, for which one will not be chayev. Not be chay of what? We'll see in the beginning of today's daf. Then the Mishnah continued and said, Ve'izohi mitzvah saseh shebenida shechayov in oleh. What would be an example of a mitzvah saseh shebenida for which one would be chayev? Again, chay of what? We'll see in the beginning of the daf. Hoyim mishamish amatahira. If somebody was being mishamish with Ishtoi, who was Tahira, va'amraloi, and in the middle of the Tashmis, she said, Nitmesi, I became Tomei. Upiresh miyad, and he was Pirish immediately because his wife's in Nida now. Chayiv, Taloch is he's going to be Chayiv. Mipneshe yitziyosoi hana loikibiyosoi. Because the hana that he gets at the time of the Prisha, at the time of the Yitziyah, is the same as the hana that he gets at the time of the Knisa, at the time of the Bia, and it's for that reason he is going to be Chayiv. So again, very sasum. But the Mishnah somehow pivoted from the laws of Tomei being in the Beis HaMikdash to the laws of someone that is being Baal Ishtoi, and she was Pirsun Nida, could be it's going to be a problem. And really what it depends on is the Oifin of the Yitziyah. Now what's the common denominator between the two Inyanim? Very, very different ideas. One is discussing someone that's Tomei in the Beis HaMikdash. The other one is discussing someone that's being Baal Anida. But there is a Tzad HaShava, right? A Tomei is not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. Somebody is not allowed to be Ba on an Isha that's Anida. Someone that enters the Beis HaMikdash Tahar and becomes Tomei in the Beis HaMikdash, there's a Shulchan Aruch that governs how he has to leave. He can't be Mishtachava, he can't be Shoya, the Shir, Kedei Ishtachava. If there's a longer way and a shorter way, he has to go the shorter way. The same is true if somebody's Ba al Ishtoi when she was Tahira, and then she becomes a Nida B'Shas Tashmish, there's a Shulchan Aruch that governs exactly how he has to be Pirish. So that's the Tzad HaShava between the two cases, high level. If you bring it down a little bit further, the Mishnah had said that as it relates to the Tomei in the Beis HaMikdash, Zuhi mitzvah saseh shebemikdash she'ein chayovin oleh. And then the Mishnah said, Ve'izohi mitzvah saseh shebenida she'chayovin oleh. And then it mentioned the case where the woman became a nida b'shas hashmash. So the two cases have some parallel. You would never think to put them together, but now that Chazal did, we hear it, right? There's a justification, there's a rationalization for it. But additionally, what the Mishnah did was it compared, right, put them together, but also contrast it by saying that as it relates to the Tomei in the Beis HaMikdash, Zuhi mitzvahs aseh shebemikdash she'ein chayov in oleh. You have to see what that means. As it relates to the case of Nida, Zuhi mitzvahs aseh shebenida she'chayov in oleh. Either way, zok the Gemara. Heicha koi dekamar Zuhi. So when the Mishnah said, Zuhi mitzvahs aseh shebemikdash she'ein chayov in oleh, regarding someone that became Tomei when he was in the Beis HaMikdash, and He stayed there longer than he was supposed to be. And oh, by the way, when the Mishnah continued and compared and contrasted that with the case of Nida, and then said, Veizohi mitzvah seisha benida shechayov in Allah. So what are we referring to? What's this chayiv? What's this lashon zuhi? It sounds like we're missing a little piece of information. So the Gemara says, yeah, hosam ka. It's actually referring to another Mishnah. And the Mishnah that it's referring to is a Mishnah Mesechtes Hoyrios. So it's interesting. Our Mishnah Mesechtes Shvuos is referring to a Mishnah that's later, and that's a Mishnah in Masech Tesoiris. Now, the topic of Masech Tesoiris, for those that never learned Masech Tesoiris, is the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, right? That's the primary topic. Where Reuv of Klai Yisrael did an Aveira B'Shoigig, that had they done B'Meiz, it would have been a Chayvi Krisos, and the reason they did the Aveira B'Shoigig is because of a Hayru Bezdin. Bezdin Paskin, they made a mistake, and because of the mistake that Bezdin made, Reuv of Klai Yisrael made a Tois, the Halach is instead of every individual bringing a carbon, there was one big par that was brought, it was a Par Helam Davish Al Zibur, and that was Mechaper on everybody. So the Mishnah in Hoyria says, In Chayovin Alase Valoisa Se Shebe Mikdash, there's no Par Helam Davish Al Zibur when it comes to the laws of Tumas Mikdash Vekadashav. By the way, it's not only Negev Par Helam Davish Al Zibur, it's also Negev the Par Koyim Mashiach. So the Koyim Gadol has his special Shulchan Aruch when it comes to him bringing a carbon chatos. That also is included in that Mishnah. So, Ein Chayovin Alase Valoisa Se Shebe Mikdash. Not just that. So the Mishnah in Hoyria says that when it comes to Aseh and Lois Aseh Shebe Mikdash, number one, there's no Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. If Reuv of Klai Yisrael made the mistake because of a Hayru Bezdin, number two, there's also not an Asham Tali. So when do you bring an Asham Tali? If you have a Safik, if you have to bring a Karban Chatos, right? So you bring a Chatos when you do an Aver B'Shoikik that had you done B'Meis, you would have been Chayiv Karas. If you have a Safik, if you did that Aver B'Shoikik, that's when you bring the Asham Tali. So the Mishnah says that when it comes to Aseh and Lois Aseh Shebe Mikdash, no Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, one, no Asham Tali, number two. The Mishnah continues and says, Aval Chayavin al Aseh val Lois Aseh Shebe Nida, but there is a Chiyav of Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur when it comes to the Aseh and the Lois Aseh of Nida, Umeviyam Asham Tali al Aseh val Lois Aseh Shebe Nida. Additionally, Nida is subject to the laws of Asham Tali. So the Mishnah in Hoyrius already compared and contrasted Aseh and Lois Aseh Shebe Mikdash and Nida with regards to Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur and Asham Tali. Aseh and Lois Aseh Shebe Mikdash does not have Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, doesn't have Asham Tali. And the Aseh and the Lois Aseh of Nida has Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur and has Asham Tali. Now, our Mishnah is a pirish on that Mishnah. V'kamar zokt unzer Mishnah zuhi mitzvah Aseh Shebe Mikdash she'en chayav in Allah. That when the Mishnah says in Hoyrius that there's a musik of an Aseh and a Lois Aseh Shebe Mikdash where there's no Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur and there's no Asham Tali. What is that Aseh and Lois Aseh Shebe Mikdash? There's a lot of essays and Lois Aseh that are Negei in the Beis HaMikdash. What exactly are we referring to? Zokt unzer Mishnah. You know what it's Negei? It's Negei, the halachas of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. That when it comes to a Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, if Reuv of Klai Yisrael did it based on a Hayru Bezdin, there would not be a Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. Additionally, if there's a suffix whether a person has to bring a Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, right? He's a suffix if he has to bring that oil of a Yoyred, the halach is, he wouldn't bring an Asham Tali. Now, what's the reason for this? Let's just come up for breath for a half a second. What's the reason for this? It's because the only time there's a Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur is if had the Avera been done as a Yochid, not in the context of a Tzibur, the Chiyuv would have been a regular Chatas. Being that when it comes to Mikdash V'Kadashav, the Chiyuv is not a regular Chatas, it's a carbon oil of a Yoyred. On a Avera of oil of a Yoyred, there's no halacha of Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. So again, when you bring the chatas and when you bring the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, it's not the same case. The chatas is when the yachid does the aver b'shoigig. Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur is when it's roiv of Klai Yisrael and they're doing based on a shigigis hayra, based on a wrong psak by Bezdin. But the point is that when the yachid would be chayiv a regular chatas, then there's a musig of a Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. But when the yachid is chayiv an oil of a yoyrit, just such as by Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, then you don't have the halacha Par Helam Davar. The same is true with regards to the Asham Tali. The only time you bring an Asham Tali is when it's a Safik Chatas Regila, Safik Chatas Kavua, right? Safik in English, good old-fashioned chatas. But where it's a suffik, then you don't have the halacha of Asham Tali. The Mishnah there continues and said, again, our Mishnah being Mefarish Yena Mishnah, what's the example of the Aseh Shebenida where you chayiv? If somebody was being Meshamish with a Tahira, she said, Nitmesi, Upiresh, Miyad, and he was Pirish immediately, Chayev, Mipneshi Yitziyasai, Hanol Leikibiyasai, which is what our Mishnah said, because the Prisha is considered an act of Bia, just like the Bia is considered an act of Bia. But the point is that when the Mishnah in Hoiri is said that there's a concept of an Asay Sheh Benida, where the halacha is that it would be subject to the Par Helam Davashal Tzibur, and it would be subject to the Ashram Tali, what it's referring to is Unzira case. It's referring to the case of this Mishnah, is referring to the case where the woman was pirsanida at the time of the Bia, being that the Chi of Chatas there is a regular Chi of Chatas. It's not a carbon oil of a yayred. So therefore, it's subject to the Parhal and Davash al-Tzibur, and it's subject to the Asham Talui as well. So what's the recap of the very, very first part of today's daf? Today's daf, like yesterday's daf, and the daf before that, and the daf before that is not the easiest daf in Shas. So what's the recap here of the very first part of the daf? The Mishnah, after it talked about Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, made this big statement, Zui Mitzvah Saseshev B'Mikdash Ein Chayavan Aleh. And we don't even know what Chayavan Aleh means. And what are we talking about? It's referring to the Mishnah in Hoiris that says that an Aseh and Lois Aseh Shev Mikdash is no Parhelam Davash Al Tzibur, there's no Ashram Tali. What's the Aseh and the Lois Aseh Shev Mikdash? It doesn't have Parhelam Davash Al Tzibur and doesn't have Ashram Tali. It's Tumas Mikdash Vekadashav. And what's the reason? Because it's an Oil of Yari. The only time you have Parhelam Davash Al Tzibur is when it's a regular Chatas. The only time you have Ashram Tali is when it's a regular Chatas. When the Mishnah continued and the Mishnah said, Ve'izohi Mitzvah Aseh Shev Benida Sheh Chayavin Leha, who said anything about a mitzvah? That same Mishnah in Hoiris, that Mishnah in Hoiris compared and contrasted and say that when it comes to the Essay and the Loises Shebenida, there you have Paralam Davashal Tibur, there you have Dasham Tali. What's the case? This is the case. The case is when the person was not Pirish properly. Zok the Gemara. Next part of the daf. Itmar. Abaya Omar Mishmeid Rabchia Barav. Abaya said over the name Rabchia Barav, Chayiv Shtai. That in the event somebody is in the middle of being Ba'al Ishtai, and she says, Nitmesi, this is Be'emtza Habiyah, and he's Pirish right away. The halach is, he's not just going to be Chayiv once, he's going to be Chayiv twice. He'll be Chayiv two Chatois. V'chein Amar Rava, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Shva, Rava said the same thing in the name of Rav Shmuel Bar Shva, who said in the name of Rav Huna, Amar Rav Huna, Chayiv Shtayim, he's going to be Chayiv two. So it's Abaye V'Rava da Amri Travayo, but it's not a classic Abaye V'Rava da Amri Travayo, because the classic Abaye V'Rava da Amri Travayo is when they're both saying their own Chiddush. They're both, in this case, being Oymer Dove B'Shem Oymer. Abaye is saying in the name of Rav Chia Bar Rav, Rav is saying in the name of Rav Shmuel Bar Shva, who himself said in the name of Rav Huna. So really, if you want to trace the origin of these halachas, it's Rav Chia Bar Rav and Rav Huna respectively. But what's the bottom line? Chayiv Shtayim. Why two? Chada Aknisa V'Chada Aprisha. This person's going to be Chayiv Achatas for initiating the Bia. And then he's going to be chayiv another chatas for the prisha for being pyresh in the wrong way. So let's hit the pause button for 1 second and just be makdam a little bit what's going on here. So first things first, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, "Hayim mishamish amatahayra for amra loy nitmesi." So middle of the bia, she said nitmesi upiresh miyad. If he's pyresh right away, chayiv. And the reason is, so if she becomes a nida be'emtza abiyah, what the Mishnah is saying is he can't be pirish right away. What you have to do is you have to wait a little bit. And the reason you have to wait a little bit is because if you're going to be pirish miyad, the preach is going to take place, bikishui ever, and if it's bikishui ever, it's a ma'is abiyah. And even though biyah technically means knisa, but that's the point. The Yitziyah really has the same hana like the Knisa does. And really, Zil Basar hana when it comes to Bia. And for that reason, it's going to be considered Ma'is Bia. So what's the person supposed to do? He's supposed to wait until, in the vernacular, the Iver is mace, right? The Iver is dead, meaning it's no longer Bikishui. Then already, the Yitziyah is not considered a Ma'is Bia. We'll see more about that in the course of the daf. And that's really what he was supposed to do. So the Mishnah said that in the event that the person was Pirish, and he was Pirish Miyad, that means he was Pirish when the Aver was Chai, he was Pirish Bikishui Aver. So it comes out he did an Avera. Now, this Avera that he did presumably was an Avera B'Shoikik. We'll see in the Gemara why. And for that reason, he's going to be Chai V'Chatas, right? That's what the Mishnah said. He's going to be Chai V'Chatas. Stating that, Abaye and Rava both say in the beginning of this part of the daf, that really, this person's chayiv shtayim. He's chayiv for the knisa, and he's chayiv for the prisha. Now, really, at first glance, you have to understand, why should the person be chayiv for the knisa? What did he do wrong? She was pirsan nida b'shas the tashmish. So you're going to tell me he wasn't pirish properly. Okay, so you're chayiv for the prisha. We understand that. But why is this person going to be chayiv for the knisa? What's the havam? You know, what's pasha b'shah? So the Gemara is going to address this. And what's going to emerge from the discussion of the Gemara is that what we need to understand is one variable, and that is, this Maisabia, was it Samach Levesta, or was it not Samach Levesta? So we know that every Isha has a vest. Oirich Bezman Eba, there's a certain time of the month where, just based on her Mitzis, we assume that she is going to be Royodan. Now, in the event that the bia took place samuch levesta, so you can hear a little bit why this person is not as innocent as he may appear. Because to the extent the maisa bia was done at a time with his makam to be chayish, then maybe she all of a sudden was going to become a nida. So that would be a reason for there to be a little bit of an issue. If it happened shaloi b'shas vesta, then you would think he's an oinus on the knisa. There's no reason to be mechayiv him. If you want to be mechayiv, you would have to be mechayiv him on the prisha, right? So I think when you just analyze it bal peh, right? I had to do that sometimes before you see the Gemara inside. If you just try to work through the thought process here, I mean, should he be chayiv achatas on the knisa? I mean, the only reason you could think that maybe he should be chayiv is if it was samach levesta. So then already you should have known better. But to the extent it wasn't samach levesta, then there's no question in the world he's an oinus, and if he's an oinus, no way in the world you could be mechayiv him for a chatas. Let's talk about the prisha part for a second. Right, he's chayiv for the prisha. Why is he chayiv for the prisha? Because of the way he was pirish. Meaning, he's supposed to be pirish be'ever meis. Why was he pirish be'ever chay? Now, the truth is, if he made a mistake, then shouldn't he be amazed? Right? He should be amazed. Why is he a shaykig? Unless you'll say he didn't know, right? Well, if that's the case, then there's a little bit of an akimta that would have to be made in the Mishnah, and that is that the Mishnah is talking about an amaretz. Because really, if you learn today's daf, or if you learn Masechtas Nida, he would know this halacha. I mean, this is a very basic halacha in Hilchos Nida. So, l'chaira, you'd have to make an akimta that maybe the person's an amaretz. The point is, Abaye and Rava both had this mesaira, chayiv shtayim. Each one of the shtayims, l'chaira, require a little bit of iyun. That you chayv on the knisa, why should you be chayv on the knisa? What it all happened b'shas the tashmish. Maybe it was samach levesta. Okay, so we have to work that through. And that you should be chayv on the prisha, even that's a little bit tzarech beer, because if you violated this halacha of Aver Mace, then I don't know, you should be amazed. Oh, you didn't know. Okay, fine, but that would be an akimta. The akimta would be talking about where you're not Maritz. Either way, this was like a little bit of a precap for some of the things that the Gemara is going to go through. So again, Abaye and Rava were essentially Amri Travayu, and that is Yechayev Shtayim. Chada Aknisa, Chada Aprisha, Zakhti Merhavi Bar Rava. After Rava said over this halacha, he himself started clearing to try to understand. But my, what exactly is the case of where Yechayiv Shtayim Ilim is Samach Levesta? Is it talking about where it was Samach Levesta? And Rashi speaks out right away. Why was Rava inclined to say immediately Samach Levesta? It's based on what we just said in the introduction to this part of the daf. And that is because it wasn't Samach Levesta, then Lachari, you're an oinus. And if you're an oinus, there's no reason you should be chay. Ubeman, okay, so Samach Levesta. But who was this person? If the person's a Talmud Chacham, or if you're going to tell me he's a Talmud Chacham, so then Bishloim at Knisa L'chayiv. I understand why you chayiv on the Knisa, because it was Samach Levesta. This person is not amazed, right? The reason he's not amazed is Kasava Yecholni Liva, because he thought that, you know, maybe he'll be able to do the Bia before she becomes a Nida. He's also not an oinus, because it was samach levesta. It's for that reason you're going to be chayv, right? So if it's samach levesta, you would understand why you're chayv on the kenisa. You're not an oinus, that the Gemara doesn't even speak out. Rashi speaks out, because it was samach levesta. And you're not amazed, because it's a svara, because some of you can only live. Ela aprisha alay mechayv. But if this person is a Talmud Chacham, so why is he chayv achatas on the prisha? Mezed who? He's amazed. Meaning, if you violated a Mishnah Masechtas Nida, so based on that, you're a regular Mezid. If you're a regular Mezid, so then, of course, it's a problem. V'iba Amma Aretz. And if it's talking about where this person was an Amma Aretz, meaning he's someone that doesn't know the halacha, that a person is not allowed to be Pirish be'ever chai, he thinks they have to be Pirish be'ever meis. Well, if that's the case, idi v'idi, ochal shnei zesi chela behelem echadu, then it should be the equivalent to somebody that ate two zesim of chela, behelem echad, where the halacha is, you chai of one chatos, you're not chai of two chatos. In other words, the Gemara is saying that in the event that this person was an Am Ha'aretz, so you would understand why there's a chi of chatas for the knisa and there's a chi of chatas for the prisha, right? Let's go through this. There's a chi of chatas for the knisa. Why? Because it's samach levesta. So you're not an oynes and you're also not amazed because you could always say that you're cholmi liver. There's a chi of chatas on the prisha because you're an oymer mutter because you didn't know you're an amaretz. You don't know the halach is that you have to be perish be'ever meis, but still you shouldn't be chai of shtein. You should only be chai of one because it should be the equivalent of ochal shnei zesi chela behelamecha. And ochal shnei zesi what's the halacha? The halacha is that you chayev only one chatas. Now, it's very important. Rashi. Rashi says that this, that the halacha is that if somebody eats shnei zeis chayel behelam mechad, he's only chayev one chatas. That's only true if there was no yediyah betchila. Right? We've been learning these sugyas here. That's only true if there's no yediyah in the middle. So, if somebody eats two kizesim of chayev behelam mechad, that's when you chayev one chatas. If, however, it's b'shnei halamos, so a person ate chayev b'shoigig and then he said, "Oops." And then he forgot again, and he did it again. Then you're going to be chayv two chatois. At first glance, and this is very critical in the cheshbon of the Gemara, at first glance, you could think that these two cases, the knisa and the prisha, should be viewed as being bishnei halamos. Because there is a yediyah be'emtza. Where's the yediyah be'emtza? The yediyah be'emtza is that she told her husband, it meisi, right? So the original knisa was done b'shoigig. Why was the knisa done b'shoigig? Because Kosova Yucholni liver. In the middle, she said Nitmesi. As soon as she says Nitmesi, so now there's a Yadiyah. Why is there a Yadiyah? Because he just chapped that what he did a minute ago was a problem, right? And now there's a Chia for the Prisha. But there's a Yadiyah Be'emsa. There's a Yadiyah Be'emsa, so there really should be two Chatois. So Rashi says that's not a Taina. And the reason Rashi says that's not a Taina is because when this man, the Am Ha'aretz, was told that she became Tommy, he didn't think that he had a chi of chatas for the kinisa. And the reason is because in his mind, what did he do wrong? He thought that you only live oil. And as a result, he thinks he was an oynes. And being that he thinks he was an oynes, so the idea is not a proper idea. And being that the idea is not a proper idea, so it's not like the idea be'emtza. So now the kinisa and the prisha are viewed as ochel shnei zeis chela behelam echad. And the halach is, you would only be chayav one. So we're in the middle of the cheshbon. Let's just come up for breath. Okay, so Abai and Rava both said that a person who's be'emtza bia and ishtoi says that nitmesi and he's perish be'ever chai, the halacha is he's going to be chai of shtein. You're going to be chai for the knisa and you're going to be chai for the prisha. So again, Rava is talking through, he's trying to make sense of this. Rava says like this, it has to be talking about where it's samach levesta. Because if it's not samach levesta, why would you be chayv on the knisa? You would for sure be anoynes. If it's samach levesta, you're not anoynes. You're also not amazed, because of your chalmi liver. So for sure it's talking about where it was samach levesta, right? That's why you would be chayv on the knisa. That's the only explanation. But why you chayv too? Why are you chai for the knisa and for the prisha? And he's a manoshach. If this person's a Talmud Chacham, then he's amazing on the prisha. And if the person's an Amoretz, then you're taking a shoygig on the prisha, you're an Amamutter, but then the Yediyah be'emtz is not a real Yediyah, and if that's the case, you should be chai of one. So the really, what Rav is saying is that manoshach, either way, l'chayra, you should be chai of one. Either you're chayiv one because you're a Talmud Chacham, so you're only chayiv on the Knisa, you're amazing on the Prisha. Or you should be chayiv one because even though you're a shoygig on the Knisa and on the Prisha, but if you're an Am Ha'aretz, then the idea be'emtza is not a idea. And if that's the case, it's like Ochal Shnei Zeis V'Chelam Ech. Where the halach is chayiv one. Elo said, Rava, maybe the case is b'shein samach levesta. Maybe it's talking about where it was not samach levesta. Now, we know that's not going to go very far, right? But Rava's going to just humor us a little bit. He's going to go through it. Uberman, ilay me b'tamud chacham. Are we talking about where the person was a tamud chacham? V'loi chad olay mechayiv. Right? He shouldn't be chayiv on anything. Aknisa onus. Aprisha mezid. If it's not samach levesta, so then on the knisa, he's a regular oynus. And on the prisha, like we said earlier, he's amazing. And if he's amoretz, and if he's amoretz, chadu hu de mechayiv. A prisha, you should only be chayiv for the prisha. If it's not samach levesta, then this conversation doesn't get going at all, because then for sure you're anoinis on the knisa. Elamayu was samach levesta, but mamonav shechu should be chayiv one based on the cheshbon. Hadam harava, so Rava gave a push to teretz. It's a hard cheshbon, but has an easy answer, and that is loilam samach levesta. Loilam is talking about where it was samach levesta. Being that it's samach levesta, you're not an oinis. You're also not amazed because kasava yichol liva. So it's for that reason you're going to be a shoygeg. That's chayiv achatos on the knisa. What about as it relates to the prisha? Ubetamud chacham. It's talking about where the person was a Talmud Chacham. What does it mean he's a Talmud Chacham? He's a learned fellow. What's the significance of that? The significance is that when his wife says that nitmesi, that blibes the idea, so it's mechalik now between the knis and the prisha to allow us to be chayv to chatois. What was the problem? If the person's a Talmud Chacham, then he's amazed on the prisha. No, he's a Talmud Chacham on the din, samach levesta, but he's not a Talmud Chacham on the din, prisha. That's how you'd be chayv to chatois. So really, what emerges is that Abai and Rava both had this Masari, you're going to be Chayiv Shtayim. But after further review, it's in a very specific case. The only time you're going to be Chayiv Shtayim is, number one, when it was Samach Levesta. Number two, when he was a Talmud Chacham Lezu, regarding the Dinim of Vest. But not Talmud Chacham Lezu, he was a Eimer Mutter, he was an Amma Aretz, as it relates to how a person's supposed to be Pirish if Ishtay is Pirsen Nida Be'emtza Tashmish. The point is, it's not always true Yechayiv Shtayim. This is something that's going to play itself out later in the daf again. It's not always true that Yechayiv Shtayim. The whole Messiah of Chayiv Shtayim is talking about, as we just mentioned, a very, very nuanced case. Soktim, Amar Rava. Rava said, V'travayu toninu. Both of these halachas. Number one, if somebody is Ba'al Ishtoi, Samuch Levesta, and she's Pirsa Nida Be'emtza Tashmish, the fact that this person has to bring a carbon chatos is a mishnah. Additionally, the fact that someone that is Baal Ishtai and she's Pirsan Nida Be'emtza Tashmish and he was Poiresh Be'ever Chai, not Be'ever Meis, he has to bring a carbon chatos, that's also a mishnah. So Rava said, the Travayu Toninu, the two sides of this coin, the Chayiv Shtayim, each one of these Chiyuvim, I'm a Furish and a Mishnah. Knisa Tanina, Prisha Tanina. Prisha Tanina, what's the Mishnah that talks about Prisha? It's our Mishnah, it's easy. Tiktani, Chayiv Shamish Matayro. V'amr loy nitmesi, upiresh miyad, Chayiv. Oh, that was our Mishnah. Right? That was our Mishnah that mysteriously got involved in the laws of Nida, but either way, it's a Furish and Mishnah. Shvuz, Yudalad, Amabes. That's, you see, there's a Chayiv Chatas for someone that does the Prisha in the incorrect way. Knisa Tanina, what's the Mishnah for Knisa? So this is already a Mishnah, Mesech Tiz Nida. Also, Daf Yudal, by the way. Nimtza al Shaloi. So the Mishnah over there is talking about a man that was Baal Ishtoi, and after he was Baal Ishtoi, so he was Mekaneach his Efer. And then he found Dam on the paper with which he did this Kinuach. So the halacha is Tmehen. He and she are both Tame, because obviously there was some Dam that was Yotze from the Tashmish. The Chayav and Karban, and the halacha is they would be Chayav and Karban, meaning they didn't do this Bemezid. This all happened B'Shaykik, and they would have to bring a Karban. My love. So said Rava, what is this Mishnah talking about? Where a man does a Bia, and then afterwards he's Mikaneach, right? That was the Minig of the Prushim, like the Mishnah says in Masech Tzenida, they used to do these Bedikos. But the point is, he did some sort of Bedika, and he found Dam. The halach is, he and she both have to bring a carbon, right? A carbon chatas, obviously, because he was a Baal and Nida B'Shaykik. Now, why is he bringing a carbon chatas, right? You think, if anything, he's anointed. My love, the case must be B'Samach Levesta. Where was B'Samach Levesta? B'Knisa, and Yechayah for the Knisa. Oh, so it's a Mishnah Eichet. So said Rava, Travayu Taninu. I have a Mishnah for the Prisha, that's the Mishnah Shvuas Yodalad, and I have a Mishnah for the Knisa, that's the Mishnah in Nida Yodalad. But only Rav Adaban Masna L'Rava, so Rav Adaban Masna heard what Rava said, and he says, I don't know if it's Muchach. That other Mishnah Mesechtes Nida, Lav Davk is talking about Knisa. Why? Loi Lomay Melechabesh Loi Samach Levesta. I'll tell you, maybe that Mishnah is talking about where it was not Samach Levesta. And based on the Knisa, you can't be Mechayev, because if it's not Samach Levesta, he'd be an Oinus on the Knisa. Va'aprish, and the reason he's Chayev Achatos is because of the Prisha. V'chitem, you're going to tell me Prisha Lamali. Why would the Mishnah over there have to tell me that a person has to bring a carbon Chatos for a Prisha? Again, what does it mean Prisha? He was Perish Be'ever Chay as opposed to Be'ever Meis. Hotonale. Don't we know it already from the Mishnah Mesechtes Shvuas? Meaning, if that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell me, ich weiß es schon von unserer Mishnah, ha itzrich lashmina. No, the reason is because the Mishnah over there mentioned another halacha. The Mishnah mentioned what would be if he did a bedika and he found them. And then the Mishnah says, what would be if she did a bedikah and she found dam? Now the Mishnah says, nimtza al shalah, if she found dam on her cloth that she used, so the halach is tmeim b'safik. They're going to be tmeim b'safik, uptur min ha-carbon, and they're going to be potter from bringing a carbon. Rashi says that it's talking about where she did the bedikah. This is based on the sugidir la'achar zman. Being that the bedikah was done la'achar zman, so you don't know really whether or not she had dam b'shas tashmish, and as a result, it's going to be a safik. Now that's an important halacha that the time of the Mishnah wanted to say. Nu va'aydi debayi misna nimtza al shalah tananami nimtza al shalah. So but derech agav, we wanted to say what would be if she finds a lachas man, it's only a safik carbon. We mentioned that if he finds it on his cloth, then there's no other safik, right? Because for sure it came from the tashmish. And as a result, there's going to be a vaday carbon. But I'll tell you, the chiyuv chatos that's going on in that mishnah is not for the knisa; it's really for the prisha. Rav is saying there's a mafurish in mishnah that if somebody's baal ishtoi samach levesto and she's pierced nida b'shas tashmish, he's going to be chayuv chatos for the knisa, which Rav had said over in the name of Rav Shmuel bar Shva, who said in the Rav Huna Abaye had said it over in the name of Rav Chiya bar Rabba, right? Yichayv shtayim. Rav suggested as mafurish in the mishnah. Rav Adi bar Masna said, I respectfully disagree. I don't think it's mafurish in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, "Amalei Ravina leRavada." So Ravina was present when all this happened, and he turns to Ravada and he said, "Mi matzas to ukma lahibesh shaloi samach lavesta prisha." What you have a habamina that Mishnah that says nimtza al shaloi is talking about loylam where it's not samach lavesta, meaning you're not chayy for the knisa, but you're chayy for the prisha. It's talking about where the prisha was done by ever chayy. V'hanimtza ktani. What was the lashon of the Mishnah? Right? It's very dachuk. It said nimtza. V'nimtza labasa hachimashma. The case of where the person's chai for the prisha is when ishtoi says b'shash tashmish nitmesi, and he's pirish in the wrong way. If that's the case, then when he found the dam, he shouldn't be so surprised. Nimtza sounds like nimtza. It's like a metzia. He wasn't expecting to find this. Nimtza lebasar achimashma. It sounds like b'shash tashmish, there was no indication of there being any dam. Afterwards, he punk found the dam. Now, the ia prisha, if it's talking about that you chayy for the prisha, then meikara ki parish le meikara havele yedia, right? A little wordy and redundant, but the point is, he would have had to have known about it b'shas maisa, because if he didn't know about it b'shas maisa, then right, he didn't even know nitmeisi. So Ravina turns to Rav Adar Amasa and he says, "How could you tell me what mi matzas lokum vahi shloi b'shas ves and talk about prisha? The word nimtza doesn't stem." So Amalei Rava, so Rava heard what Ravina told Rav Adar Amasa. He told him tzayis may dekama rabach. So it seems Rav Adar Amasa was a Talmud Ravina. He says, "Heros git was the Rebbe zokt." He's saying very, very good. How could you say the Mishnah means prisha? Mishnah says nimtza. Nimtza sounds like the whole thing was in Schadish later. Amaleis, he told him back, "Heichi matzis." Some have the girsa, "Heichi atzis." How could you expect me to listen to a Ravina saying it's faked from a bride? What's this brisa? Time went to the brisa. Allah. And this brisa was said on the Mishnah. So again, we have a brisa that was coming to be mefarish the Mishnah, but they needed daf yudalid. So we mitzvah saseh shev needed shechayav and oleho. The brisa said that this case of where if it was nimtzal shaloi, the Allah is he would have to bring a carbon chatos, is a baishpil. It's a mashal of a mitzvah saseh shev needed shechayav and oleho, right? Sounds a little bit like our Mishnah, the Mishnah in Hayriyas, the beginning of the Daf. But zui mitzvah saseh shebenida shechayav and aleh. Now the in iso tainid rav adar bar masna. If the chiyuv over there is for the knisa, not for the prisha, mitzvah lois asehi. It's not an asay. It's a lois asay. And this is really based on something we're going to see later. The iser nida is an iser lois asay. But ironically, the iser for a person to be poyresh from a nida, the Aver Mace is governed by a lois asay and by an asay, as we're going to see. But the point is that if what's going on over here is the Issa Knisa, so it's not a mitzvah asay shebenida. What it is a mitzvah lois asay. And from the fact that it says mitzvah asay, bal karchach, what's going on over here is, right? Bal karchach, what's going on over here is we're dealing with the prisha. And Rav Adar Bar Masna said, that's good for Rav, where I was coming from. When I felt that this Mishnah is not talking about a chatas for the knisa, it's talking about a chatas from the prisha, I wasn't just being doicha and saying, like, mehecha teisi. It was more than a mehecha teisi. It's because I have this braisa that says, Zui's mitzvah saseh shebenida. And the mitzvah saseh, that loshin, that nusach, passes for prisha. It doesn't pass for knisa. It says nimtza. What do you want me to do? At the end of the day, I have this brisa. Amaleisa, Rava told him, itonisa, if you taka have that brisa, meaning, I'll take your word for it, that there's such a brisa. If there's such a brisa, chasiv etani hachi, then I would make a chsurei machzor, because the word nimtza is way too compelling. So what I would do is I would just make a little bit of chsurei machzor, and this way I would read it. Zui mitzvahs loisa say shebenit yishchayav and all that. Taka nara say loisa say, because it's talking about achi of chatos, for a loisa say, for the ikur knisa, and then the brisa will continue and say, hey, mesham, mesham, atoy, vamalei, netmeis, upirish, miyad. Because there, Enochanami, the Lashon Aseh, is going to pass. But the bottom line is, Rava for sure felt that he had a Mishnah side to support the idea that if she became a Nida, B'shas Tashmish, and he wasn't Pederish properly, the Halach is he would have to bring a Karban Chatos. Additionally, he had a Mishnah to the idea that in the event a person was Baal Lishle Samach Leves, and she was person Nida B'shas Maisa, that the Halach is he would have to bring a Karban Chatos. What's the Makar? Where is the Mishnah as it relates to the Prisha? That's easy. That's our Mishnah. What's the Mishnah as it relates to the Knesa? That's the Mishnah Nida Daf Yudalit. Truth is, it's not a Mefurish Mishnah. All the Mishnah says is Nimsa Al Shaloi Tmein V'chayov and Karban. So there's some Musig where if a person does a Maisa Bia with an Isha that he thought was Tahira, and then afterwards he does a Bedika, and he finds out that really she was a Nida, he would have to bring a Karban Chatos. There's no Hechrach that it means for a Knisa. Maybe it means for a Prisha, stating that the Dikta Kaloshen of Nimtza makes it very much sounds like that the Chiev would be a Chiev for the Knisa, not for the Prisha. Chiev Chatos for the Knisa, it must be that it was Samach Levesta, and it's for that reason he can't be treated as an Oinus, because Oirich B'Zmanayba, we can't treat you like an Oinus. You're also not amazing, because you could say you only live. Right? I didn't think that it was going to end up being an issue. But a shoygig you are, and it's for that reason you're going to be in chatos. This was the chiddush Abaye and Rava had both said over b'mesayra, where Rava's being moisef in this part of the daf, is he's saying that the emes is, I have a mishnah that supports it. Next part of the daf. Amar mar. Piresh miyad chayev. So what's the halacha? If someone's baal ishtai, and all of a sudden she becomes a nita, right? Lashon ha-mishnah. Hoy mesham mesham ha-tahira, va'amr loy nitmeisi. Upirish miyad, he's pirish right away, chayev is going to be chayev. The reason is, so what's he supposed to do? What he's supposed to do is, he's supposed to wait until the Aver is mace, and that'll be pirish. If he's pirish, but Aver mace, it's not a mace sabir. Amamar, pirish miyad chayev. Hey chayev, what's he supposed to do? Meaning, just practically speaking, what's the etza to make the Aver mace when it is kishui, when it is chay? Amar afunim shmei de rava, noyetz eser tzparn of bekarka. He should take his 10 nails and put them in the ground, at sheyomus, until the Aver dies, v'tuve. What does that mean? Svetim gutzan. Rashi says, v'ashrov. Koloi mazuhi atoivaloi. This is the right way for him to go about doing this. Amar Rava. So Rava is going to comment now in the Mishnah. He says, oisei meres. You know what I see from the Mishnah? Ha-mishamish meis barayis potter. So Rava said, you know, I have a big takeaway from this Mishnah. And at first glance, it seems rather obvious and rather intuitive. And that is, if somebody would be born in Erva, but he's born in Erva with an Aver mace, the halach is he would be potter. Why? What's the reason that then you're a potter in our Mishnah? I mean, if you're going to tell me that really, Hamashamish Meis Barayas Nischayev. So what would be the reason then in the Mishnah that if the person is Pirish Be'ever Meis, he's potter? Right, what did the Mishnah say? Pirish Miyad Chayev. If he doesn't do it right away, then already he's going to be potter. What's the reason you would be potter if really Hamishamish Meis Barayas is Chayev? Mishum Donasu, you'd say he's an Oynes. Well, E Onasu, if he's an Oynes, Nekim Pirish Miyad, Nami Nifter, because Onasu. Meaning, it's Muchach from the Mishnah, said Rava, right, in English, that Hamishamish Meis is potter. Why? Because what did the Mishnah say? If somebody finds himself in this situation and now he has to be Pirish, says Dr. Mishnah, be Pirish with an Aver Mace. I don't know, just be Pirish with an Aver Chai. Other Teretz says, no, because an Aver Chai is going to be a problem. Aver Mace is also going to be a problem. Oh, must be an Aver Mace, not going to be a problem. Right? Again, so posh. In the Mishnah, you see L'chaira that if someone's Mishamish Mace, the Loch isn't going to be Potter. Amalei Abaya stating that. Rava said it, which means there's a good chance Abaya is not going to agree, and he doesn't agree. Abaya says, no, Mishamish Mace Barayas Chayiv. Really, if someone's Mishamish Mace Barayas, he's going to be Chayiv. Oh, my time of Potter. So why in the Mishnah are you Potter? Meaning, why did the Mishnah say that if he's Pirish Chai, he's Chayiv, but if you're Pirish Mace, you're Potter? If really Either way, it's considered a ma'isa bia. So mamon of shach, it's a ma'isa bia. And mamon of shach, either you're an oynis or you're not an oynis. So what's the difference if you're pirish chai or if you're pirish meis? This day you say ki pirish miyada ma'ichayev. So what was the kasha said about the rava? What was bothering you? That if you're telling me that really even mishamish meis is chayev, so what's the maila of being mishamish mace in this case versus being mishamish chai? Meaning, what's the maila being pirish mace versus being pirish chai? Either way, it's a maisa bia. Either way, you'll have some sort of oinus. So what's the difference? The answer said, Abayish shahoyloi lifroish bahanam u'etes u'pirish bahanam meruba. Because at the end of the day, there's still more hana in the event that he is pirish be'ever chai than there will be if he's pirish be'ever mace. And as an Indian, you have to be memait bahana ad kidei kach. So this person finds himself in a matzav of oinus now. And really, Mamor of Shach, he's going to end up with a problem here. Because he's going to have to be Pirish, and he's being Pirish from a Nida, and being Pirish is considered a Maisa Biyah in all sugis of Arayos, and as a result, Mamor of Shach, he has an issue. Stating that, you could do it with more Hana, you could do it with less Hana, you have a Chiv to do it with less Hana, Ad Kinei Kach, that if you do it with more Hana, even though Mamon of Shach, you have a problem. But if you do it with more Hana, you're going to be Chayv Chattas. If you do it with less Hana, in that case, you're not going to be Chattas. Rabbi Bar Chana L'Abayis, Rabbi Chana told Abayis, Imkein, according to you, Matzinu Arucha V'Ktsara B'Nida. So we have a Hechatimtza now, where there's a Derech Arucha and a Derech Ktsara as it relates to a Nida as well. All right, let's just hit the pause button for 1 second. We have here a Machloikis now, Abayis V'Rava, in terms of understanding, if somebody, again, was Meshamish Amatahira, Va'amrloi Netmesi. So the Mishnah says, if he's Piresh Be'ever Chai is Chayef, if he's Piresh Be'ever Meis, he's going to be Potter. What's the Machloikis? According to Rava, the reason you're Potter if you're Piresh Be'ever Meis is because you didn't do an Aver, because Meshamish Meis Barai is his Potter. According to Abaya, the reason if you're Piresh Be'ever Meis, you're going to be Potter is not because you're not doing a Maisabiyah. You are doing a Maisabiyah. But there's two options, there's two ways you could do the Maisabiyah. You could do it with more Hana, less Hana, and there's an Indian that you're supposed to do it with less Hana, and if you do it with more Hana, it's for that reason that you're going to be chayef. Time is Rabba Bar Chonon to Abaya. According to you, Abaya, it comes out that the case of Hoya Meshamish Matahir of Amrloi Netmesi Upiresh Miyad Chayef is really analogous to the case of someone that became Tomei in the Beis HaMikdash, and he had two ways to leave the Beis HaMikdash, the Derech Arucha and the Derech Kitzara, where the halacha is that if he goes B'Derech Arucha, he's Chayev, if he goes B'Derech Kitzara, he's Potter. What's the analogy, right? What's the parallel over here? Because in the case of the person that becomes Tomei in the Beis HaMikdash, he has a problem. He's Tomei and he's in the Beis HaMikdash. He has to get out, right? That's his halacha. You have to just get out. Vishnella. So there's two ways to get out. You can go b'derech haruchi, you can go b'derech kitzara. If you go the wrong way, you're going to be chayef. According to Abaya, that's essentially what the halacha is here too, where a person finds himself in a matziv, where Mamon of Shachi has a problem, stating that there's the proverbial derech harucha and there's the proverbial derech kitzara, and you're obligated to go in the way that's going to cause less damage. According to Abaya, it's a tzushtal. According to Rav, it's not a tzushtal. Why not? According to Rav, it's also the same thing, right? There's two ways for the person to be Pirish. In one way, it's a problem. The other one's not a problem. The reason it's different is because according to Rav, one way, if you're being Pirish, it's an issue. The other way, it's nothing. It's like klum, because Amishamish Meis Barayis is really Potter. In the case of Derech Arucha, Derech Kitzara, Mimon of Shach, he's in the Beis HaMikdash as a Tomei. Narvas, what's he supposed to do? So there's an Indian. Go b'derech kitzara. Don't go b'derech arucha. According to Abaya, that's the same case with the nido. Mamon of Shach, when he's Pirish, it's going to be a problem. The question is it going to be hana meruba or is it going to be hana muetes? According to Rav, it's not a perfect solution because according to Rav, in one of the situations, it's a problem. In the other situation, it's not going to be a problem either. Okay, so what's the greatest problem over here? Again, what did Rabbi Chana tell Abaya? In Cain, according to you, matzino arucha v'kitzara benido. We have a case of arucha v'kitzara benido. V'anam b'mikdash tenan, and we only have it as it relates to the Mikdash. So look at the top Rashi on Yud Ches Amud Beis. Because that part of the Mishnah, just if you follow the poetry of the Mishnah, right? It's funny, we're asking a kasha from the poetry almost, right? Because if you follow the flow of the Mishnah, so what's going on in the Mishnah? We're comparing and contrasting Nida. Zui, Asei, Shebe Mikdash. Zui, Asei, Shebe Nida, right? There's a parallel going on over here. Now, one of the halachas we said regarding Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshov is that There's the Arucha and the Ksara. We could have used that same niggun, the same signon, as it relates to the Nida. What could we have said? We could have said that if there was a Derech Arucha and there was a Derech Ksara, and you were Baloi Barucha when you were supposed to be Baloi B'Ksara, the Halacha isn't going to be Chai. Now really, the Mishnah said everything it had to say. But in terms of the symmetry and the poetry of the Mishnah, there was a nice knetch that we could have added that we didn't add. Now, Bishlam, according to Rav, it's not a good sushta. Because in the case of Arucha B'Ksara, either way, it's a problem. Over here, it's only a problem if you're Pirish be'ever chai. But according to Abaye, that here to Maman of Shach, it's a problem. So really what you have is Derech Aruch and Derech Ketzara. So why didn't we mention it? So the Gemara says it's not true. Mishum deloy dami Aruch dahacha Ketzara dahasam v'Aruch dahasam Ketzara dahachas. Abaye told back, he says, I hear, it's a Geshmak HaKasha, but it's not mamish the same. You know why it's not mamish the same? Because when it comes to the Tomei in the Beis HaMikdash, his job is to leave b'derech kitzara. When is it a problem? When he leaves b'derech arucha. When it comes to the person that's being ba on a nida, his job is to leave b'derech arucha. If he leaves b'derech kitzara, it's going to be a problem. Right? What did the Mishnah say? If he's perish miyad, it's a problem. What he's supposed to do is he's supposed to wait. So it's true, there's the proverbial derech arucha and derech kitzara, but really he's supposed to be perish b'derech arucha as opposed to derech kitzara. So it's similar, but it's really 180 degrees different. And it's for that reason, it's not a kasha why this was mentioned. But the bottom line is, let's go back to the Machloek Sabai v'Rava. According to Rava, what he's supposed to do is, he's supposed to wait until the Aver's mace, right? The Gemara gave the Eitzah of how he's supposed to go about it. But what he's supposed to do is, he's supposed to wait until the Aver is mace. And then when the Aver is mace, he's supposed to be Pirish then. And the reason that's not going to be an issue is because Meshamish Mace Barai is his potter. So if he's going to wait until the Aver is mace, and then it'll be Pirish, in that instance, it's not going to be an issue. Abaye was chaylik, and Abaye said that the truth is that I agree with everything that you said, that's the Mishnah, but the reason when he's Meshamish Mace, the reason when he's Pirish, La'achar's man, he's potter, is not because of the fact Hamashamish Meis Barayas is Potter, because Hamashamish Meis Barayas is Chayev. The reason he's Potter is because he was anointed. Because at the end of the day, he was anointed. I mean, this whole thing just happened, B'Shas Maisa. The only time there's a little bit of negligence is when he stays and he does it in the wrong way, right? If he does it in the wrong way. So in the event that he's Pirish Miyad, that's where the negligence is, and for that you're going to be Chayev. If he's Pirish Miyad, the reason he's going to be Potter is because he's anointed. So let's get this clear. According to Rava, if he is Pirish L'Achaz Man, the reason he's Potter is because he's a Meshamish based by Raias. Meshamish based by Raias is Potter. He's Potter because he didn't do anything wrong. According to Abaya, the reason when he's Pirish L'Achaz Man is going to be Potter is not because he didn't do anything wrong. He really did do something wrong. The reason he's going to be Potter is because he's an Oinus. Right, that's what we need to segue now. So we have a machlokes Abaye v'Rav in halacha. Meshamish based by Raias Potter Chai. According to Rav, you're Potter. According to Abaye, Chai. We also have a machlokes Abaye v'Rav ahead. Understand the Mishnah. Why in the Mishnah are you Chayev if you Pirish Miyad, but if you wait a little bit, then you're going to be Potter? According to Rav, because if you wait until you Meshamish be'Ever Mace, you didn't do anything wrong. According to Abaye, if you wait a little bit, then it's going to be a regular oinus. Because really, you're an oinus. Narvas, if you're Pirish Miyad, that's when there's some level of negligence, that's when you're going to be Chayiv, but to the extent that you wait, so again, my Havalei Lamevad, right? This whole thing happened B'Shas Maisa, and you were Pirish in the Oifu with is the least amount of Na, so how can you be Mechayiv, this person of Chatas, right? That's what emerged from the Machlokes of Ayav Rava, aside from the Halacha and from the Shak Levitaria on the bottom of the Amid. So the Gemara now is going to close the loop with all the Cheshbainas and the Daf. And that is Maskev L'Rav Hunabrei D'Rav Nosin. Umi Amar Abaya Anusu. Could it be that Abaya holds that the reason you're Potter in the Mishnah when you're a Pirish Be'em Ver Meis is not because a Meshamish Meis Barayas is Potter, but because you're an Oynes. Alma, if that's the case, you would have to say the Mishnah is talking about B'Shaloi Samach Levesta Kamina. Right, you would have to say Mishnah is talking about B'Shaloi B'Shas Vest. Now Rashi explains. Because if it's B'Shas Vest, that you're not an oinus. The reason you're not an oinus is because you should have chapped that you were getting yourself into the situation. Meaning, what's the oinus? The oinus is, my havalei lemevat, and you went out with the least amount of anah. Yeah, but you shouldn't have ever done a knisa. The bim make a kara was a maisa pshia on some level. Good, you're not amazing. You know, kasava, you chol nilivo. But you can't be considered an oinus. Meaning, you have to say, he's talking about shalei b'shaz vesta. What's the problem? What's the problem? Vabaya, the Amar Chayiv Shtayim. Didn't Abaya say in the beginning of the Sugya that you're Chayiv Shtayim? Right, Abaya said that you're not only Chayiv for the Prisha, you're Chayiv on the Knesset. Now the Gemara in this Havamina thinks that when Abaya said Chayiv Shtayim, it was a comment on the Mishnah. That when the Mishnah said you're Chayiv Chatos, you're Chayiv too. You chayiv for the knisa and you chayiv for the prisha. Now, if you chayiv for the knisa, I'm a besamach levesta skinon, right? The Gemara went through the entire cheshbon already in the beginning of the sugya. We know for sure it had been samach levesta. So, from the fact that Abaya holds you chayiv on the knisa, Bal Karchach it's talking about where it was samach levesta. If it's samach levesta, why are you an oinus on the prisha? So the Gemara's cash is, how did the two Abaya stem? How does Abaya, who holds the be'etzem, a mashamish meis barayis, is chayiv, the only reason you potter when you go out l'achas man is because of an oinus? That would mean it's talking about shaloibish samach levesta. Abaya said you also chayiv for the knisa, which the Gemara already made in a gimta has to be talking about when you entered, yes, samach levesta, and for the Gemara. The original Abaya wasn't a comment on the Mishnah. The original Abaya was a Maimar Amuskar. Abaya Omer Mishmeid Rav Chiya Barav Chayiv Shtayim. And by the way, we made a big deal about this when we learned the Gemara. Gemara made a whole super duper Akimta where it's Negeya, right? It was Samach Levesta, you're a Tamil Chacham Lazu, the in Tamil Chacham Lazu. There was like one Hechatim, so you're going to be Chayiv Shtayim. But it's not true in all cases. And by the way, it's not true in the Mishnah, because according to Abaya, in the Mishnah, Be'etzim, even when the person is Pirish Lachas Man, he is doing an Avera. The only reason he's Potter is because he's an Oinus. And if you're Potter because you're an Oinus, it has to be talking about it was Shaloi Samach Levesta. And if it's Shaloi Samach Levesta, you can't be Chayiv on the Knisa. So the Mishnah is Fakert. It's Lahedja talking about a case where you're not going to be Chayiv Shtayim, right? That's not the case, because it's for sure talking about where it's not Samach Levesta. Ay, Abai said Chayiv Shtayim. Yeah, in a case where it's Samach Levesta, you're going to be Chayiv Shtayim. This is not the case. And this concludes the hard part of the daf. The last amid is actually a pretty light amid. Zok digamar. Boim inay Rabbi Yoinesin ben Yoisi ben Lukunya, Rabbi Shimon ben Yoisi ben Lukunya. So Rabbi Yoinesin ben Yoisi ben Lukunya asked Rabbi Shimon ben Yoisi ben Lukunya. Probably that was a Benny man, brothers. Either way, Azor l'bayol nida b'inayim v'na Torah. Where's the Azor in the Torah for someone that's bayol nida? Interesting kasha. So, Rabbi Yoinesin asks Rabbi Shimon, tell me, what is the makar in the Torah that this, it's also for a person to be b'mayol nida? So when his brother heard this is real brotherly love. Shakal kala, he picked up a piece of dirt, pasach ben, he threw it at him. Told him, azara l'b'mayol nida? He says, well, you're looking for an azara l'b'mayol nida? It says in the Torah, vel isha benidas tumas alay sikrav. I mean, what's the shayla? It's mefurish. You never opened a chumash in your life? Of course, there's an issue to be b'mayol nida. He said, no, I know that. El azara l'mishamish ima tahayra. V'omer loy nitmesi. D'loy nifrish miyad minol. That's the what I want to know. That's why we're talking about this right now. What's the makar to that loch that you can't be perish miyad? Amar chizkiya, so for that already, chizkiya had a comment. Amar akra, you said the pasuk says, usehi nidasa olav, you hear a chiddush, afilu b'shas nidasa tehei olav. And this is that say, by the way, that the Gemara made a big deal about in Amar Aleph. And that is, there's a din that sometimes, if a person's being bala and a nidah, fakert, usehi nidasa olav, usehi nidasa olav, it's a chayvi krisis. It's one of the worst averus a person could do in the Torah to be ba'al nida. That's true, but what would be in the event that it's be'emza tashmish, so then usin nidasa olav, you have to wait a little bit, because you have to wait la'achazman until the eivah is going to be mace, and only then are you allowed to be pirish. Look, Mar Ashkecha Nasei, lois emino. Okay, this is a makar for Nasei. Where do you find a lois? I say, Amar Apapa. Apapa said, Amakra. The pasuk says, loy sikrav, right? That's the pasuk we mentioned a second ago. That's the ikar azara for a bayol nida. Vel isha benidas tumasa loy sikrav legalois arvasa. And the word loy sikrav, which literally means don't come close to her, but loy sikrav nami loy sifreshu. The word loy sikrav could also mean don't be pirish. The chsiv, what's the makar to this? It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Ha'imrim krave lecha al tigash bi ki kidashticha. And in that pasuk, krav elecha means go close to yourself. Show restraint. So what the Torah is saying is, vel isha benidas tumasa loy sikrav. Don't go back to yourself. Don't be poirish. So, leisikrav means don't come close, and it could also mean the exact opposite of that. And that is don't be poirish. So, you have an assay for this inyan of not to be poirish miyad. What is that? Usini dasa olav. And you also have a lois assay. It says leisikrav legalos evasa, where we're mamish, being mefarish the pasik. Punk fakir from what it really means, but there is a makar from different Kabbalah from a pasuk in Yishai. Tanu Rabbanan. It says in the Torah, v'yizartem es b'nei Yisrael mitumasam. So where does it say this pasuk? It's a very important pasuk in the world of Hilchas Nida. It's a pasuk in the end of Parshas Metzayra. It's the mafter of Metzayra. V'yizartem es b'nei Yisrael mitumasam v'leyamusu b'tumasam b'tamim es mishkani asher b'soicham. And Chazal actually darshan from this pasuk, v'yizartem es b'nei Yisrael mitumasam, this is the makar to the concept of Vestos. Amar Rabbi Yoshi, he said, "Mikan Azor Levnei Yisrael sheyifreshu min hashaseim samach levesta." That they have to be poirish samach to the vest. V'kama, what is samach levest? Amar Rabbi said, "Oina." Right, everyone knows there is a ruah and all the raid. Hilchas Nida 101, but the bottom line is that what does it mean? What's the Shir Prisha? The Shir Prisha is one Oina. What does an Oina mean? So it's a 12-hour period. Either it's the night before, or it's the day before. That's what it means, Mi'ikar Adin. But either way, this pasuk is the Makarta, the halacha of Vestas. Now, where do you see it in the pasuk? So it's talking about Tumah. Okay, so Tumah can be Tumas Nida. V'hizartem. So Rashi says the word v'hizartem is kemoi v'nazir. It's like milosh and nazir. A nazir is a pirish. So there's an inyan of prisha. You have to be pirish. You have to be pirish. We know all the lavin already. So this is a new azara, and it's coming to teach that samach levestan is a regular chiyah prisha. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Kol she'inu pirish meyishta samach levesto. If someone is not pirish meyishta samach levesto, even if he has sons that are on the level of Neyaharin, Mason Rachmanu Litzlan. The pasuk says, "V'izartem es b'nei Yisrael mitumasam, v'hidva b'nidasa." Right, v'hadava b'nidasa. I'm sorry. This is the mafter of Parshas Metzayra. And what's the next parsha after Metzayra? Achrei Mois. And how does Achrei Mois begin? V'samachlei. So this inyan of Vestas can Rachman al Islam lead to Achrei Mois even Shnei Bnei Yaharin. Amar Rabbi Barab, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kala Pirish Me Ishtay Samach Levesta. Any person that's Pirish Me Ishtay Samach Levesta, have you Lambanim Scharim? He's going to have sons that are going to be scharim. The pasuk says Lahavdol Bein Hatame Ubein Hatar. So we say this pasuk. This is the last pasuk in Parsha Shmini. Lahavdol Bein Hatame Ubein Hatar Ubein Achaya Nechelus Ubein Achaya Shaloi Seach. Now, really, what this pasuk is referring to is Macholei Sasurais. Right? That's what the end of Parsha Shmini talks about. All the foods you're allowed to eat, you're not allowed to eat. But this is the last pasuk of Parsha Shmini. V'samachle is the first pasuk in Parsha's Tazria. How does Tazria begin? Vayidaber avayel Moshe lemer, daber b'nei Yisrael lemer, isha ki Tazria, v'yolda zachar. Oh, so said Reb Chiya bar Rabba in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that if someone is nizer in lahavdol ben atame ben atar, not machalos asurois, but he's pirish me ishtoi samuch levesta, he'll be zaycha to isha ki Tazria, v'yolda zachar, having loy bonim, that are going to be scharim. Rabbi Shulban Levi added to that. He said, "Havi lebanim ruuyin lahira." He's not only going to have sons, but he's going to have sons that are going to be bali madrega. They're going to be ruuyin lahira dechsev, because the pasuk says lahavdo, and it says ulahirais. Now this pasuk is already a different pasuk. This is also in Parsha Shmini, but it's earlier in the pasuk. This is even before Revi. It says, "Vaydaber Hashem alaharon lemer yain v'sheicher al teish atu banecha itoch b'vayachem lo yomoy v'lo yisamusuchuk asan l'derisaychem." Right, this is right after Misa's not of Aviu. Ulahavdo, the pasuk says, "Bein hakodesh ubein hachoil ubein hatomei ubein ha-tahar," and then it says ulahayrois es b'nei Yisrael eis kalachukim ashadibar Hashem aleihem b'yad Moshe. So Rabbi Shulban Levi darshan this pasuk. It says ulahavdo ubein hatomei ubein hatar. Right, it says ben hakodesh ben hachol first, and then it says ben hatomei ben hatar, and right afterwards it says ulahayrois. So if someone will be mavdo ben hatomei ben hatar, that's the end of Perek Yud Pasuk Yud, then you'll be zoicha to the beginning of Perek Yud Pasuk Yud Alf, the following pasuk, and that is Ula Hayris. I'm Rabbi Chibar Abba Rabbi Yochanan. Another halacha kala Mavdal Al Hayayin B'Moitzoy Shabbosos. If someone's Mavdal on Yayin on Matzah Shabbos, having Leibonim Scharim, he's going to Bonim Scharim. The pasuk says La Havdal Bein Hakodesh Ubein Hachoil. V'Ksiv Hosam, and it says over there La Havdal Bein Hatomei Ubein Hatar. So it says Lahavdol Bein Hakodesh Bein Hachol. That's the pasuk that we just mentioned in the beginning of Parsha Shmini, and then it says ubein hatomei ubein hatar. So what does this have to do with bonim scharim? Because just like it says here, lahavdu ben hakodesh ubein hachoil ubein hatomei ubein hatar, this is a little bit of a long-winded drasha. It says in the end of Parashat Shmini also the words lahavdu ben hatomei ubein hatar. And that lahavdu ben hatomei ben hatar that it says in the end of Parashat Shmini is samach lei to the beginning of Parashat Tazria of Ichikis Tazria beyolda zachar. So again, this is like a double gzeirah shava almost, a double smuchin. So it says lahavdu ben hatomei ben hatar Ichikis Tazria beyolda zachar in the end of Parashat Shmini. So we know lahavdu ben hatomei ben hatar is mekusher to banim scharim. And the middle of Parashat Shmini it says lahavdu ben hakodesh ben hachoil ben hatomei ben hatar. So there's some connection between tomei and tar and kodesh and chayil. And what does it mean? Lahavdu ben kodesh hachoil being mavdol al hayayin. Doesn't say yayin, but that's what Chazal said. It means bim avdol al hayayin. No, so just like tamei and tar leads to ishkis hazriya beyolda zachar, so too lahavdol ben hakodesh ben hachoil is also going to lead to ishkis hazriya beyolda zachar. Right? Let's see it inside again. Amr Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Yechonon, kol amavdol al hayayin b'maytzoy shabasos, havdol banim schar. D'chsiv lahavdol ben hakodesh ben hachoil, uksiv hasam lahavdol ben hatamei ben hatar. The samich lay next to the other lahavdol ben hatamei ben hatar. It says isha ki says shuv and Levi yomar banim ruin lahayra. If someone's mavdol ben kodesh shachol, he's banim ruin lahayra. This is shuv and Levi l'shitase. D'chsiv lahavdol lahayrais. Right, just like it says ubein hatamei ubein hatar ulahayrais. From where Rabbi Shuv and Levi just those two psukim in the middle of Parashat Shmini, Rabbi Shuv and Levi learned that if someone's poich mishi samach levestan, he's going to be zoich at the bottom that ruin lahira. It all says ulahavu ben hakodesh ben hachol. Right, it's the same pasuk. Ulahavu ben hakodesh ben hachol, ubein hatomei ben hatar ulahayrois. So say ulahavu ben hakodesh ben hachol is a school ulahayrois. That means if someone's mavdal al hayayin, and say ubein hatomei ben hatar, that means he's poich mishi samach levestan. That's also a school for ulahayrois. Amar Rabbi Yamin bar Yefes, one last gemara. Amar Rabbi Loza kol makadosh asme v'shas tashmish. If someone's makadosh himself. B'shas tashmish, Rashi says it means he's noyik derech tznius, havalei bonim scharim. Shenema, the pasuk says, v'his kadishtem v'hiyisem kedoshim, v'samach lei, and close to that it says, isha kisazria v'yolda zachar. Where does it say v'his kadishtem v'hiyisem kedoshim? So that's the pasuk right before mafter in Parsha Shmini. Ki ani Hashem aleikechem v'his kadishtem v'hiyisem kedoshim. It's the pasuk right before Mafter in Parshas Shmini, and then right in the beginning of Parshas Tazria, Ishaki Tazria v'yolda Zachar. So you see that these two ideas are related to each other. This Shaila, whether Vestois are the Eraisa or Vestois are the Rabban. Now, from the Gemara itself, it doesn't seem like there's a Hachra back and forth. Rabbi Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Remein the Chachamim, another Rameyer, Rav and Shmuel, stating that in the Rishonim, the Rambam, and in Shulchan Aruch, it's the Paskin, that Vestois are the Rabbanan. So we Paskin, Vestois the Rabbanan. So if a woman has a vest, and she didn't do a bedikah on the Yom HaVest, we don't say, Urech Bezman Ba, that this woman's for sure going to be Tameh, and the only way she could ever become Tahar is if she observes Shiva Nikim and she goes to the mikvah. The halacha is, she has to do a bedikah afterwards, and as long as the next bedikah is Tahar, we could be Soymech Lekula, that if she's Tahar now, she was probably Tahar on the Yom HaVest as well. And that's because we Paskin Vestus the Rabbanan. Stating that, the Rishonim all ask a kasha from a Mufurish Gemara Masech Teshuvos Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, a Gemara that we spoke out this morning in the introduction to the Daf. Again, Tanu Rabbanan, V'yizartem as B'nei Yisrael mitumasam. Amar Reb Yoishi Yomikan, from this pasuk we learn, Azara l'v'nei Yisrael, sheyifreshu menisha seyem samach levestan. This is an Azara that a yid has to be purish from his wife, samach levestan. Bekama, what does samach levestan mean? Amar Rabba Oina. Either way, it's a mefurish gemara that learns out from a pasuk in the Torah. V'izartem es b'nei Yisrael mitumasam. The concept of vestus. So ask all the rishonim l'chura, how could there have been a discussion amongst the amiraim? And how could there be such a tumult in Shas? Isn't there a brisa? Nobody seems to argue with this brisa that mentions the idea of a vest, learning it out from a pasuk, so it seemed to be a mafurish of brisa that vest is a deraisa. Okay, so the Tanoma let her argue with brisas, obviously. But l'chura, this halacha is brought down, l'maisa, and the hachra in halacha, in our sugya, nida daf tezayin, amar aleph is, that vest is the rabbanon. So how does nida daf tezayin, the way that rishonim amachriya, shtim with shfuas daf yudches amad beis, which would seem to suggest that vest is a deraisa. Says the Raivin, and the Rajba, and the Ran, and really all the rishonim, that it's muchach from here, you have to say that gemara is an asmach de ba'alma. That even though the gemara seems to be saying a din deraisa, really it's not a din deraisa. All it is
is an asmach de Balma. Stating that, there's a very well-known tshuva from the Noida Yehuda. The tshuva's Noida Yehuda is in Yeredeya Kama. It's Simen Nunhe, where he discusses this chiddush of the Rishonim, that the Gemara Masach the Shavuos, Taf Yudches Amid Beis, means an asmach de Balma. And he says that from the Rambam, it's very not mashman that way. He said, because the Rambam also paskins vestas like the Rabbanon, like everybody else, stating that when the Rambam brings this halacha, the Rambam seems like he says a real full-fledged halacha. Hilchas Yisurei Biyah, Perek Dalet, halacha Yud Beis. Va'asa loy la'odnam sheyovay al ishtoy samach levesta, shemetire dam b'shas tashmish, shenema v'yizaretim es b'nei Yisroel mitum aslam. Says the Noid of Yehuda, mistimas loshen harambam, to me it's mashma that the Rambam held it was a din d'iraisa. He says, if that's the case, hojah kosher l'duchte. Mitzarecha, the Rambam paskins, like all the Rishonim, v'asas the Rabbanan. Mitzad sheni, the Rambam brings the Gemara and Shavuos Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, and the Rambam brings it, it's really the Lashon HaGemara, but the Rebbe Yehuda felt that the Rambam as a Rishon, as a Mefarish, as a Poisik, if he held it was only a din d'Rabbanan, should have said it's only a din d'Rabbanan, and the way the Rambam presented it, the Rebbe Yehuda held was mashma that he held, v'asas d'iraisa, z'freik the Rebbe Yehuda, l'chayr, we have a steer in the Rambam. Mitzarecha, the Rambam sheet is Vestas the Rabbanon, Mitzad Sheni, the way the Rambam brings this halach, it's mashma, that Vestas the Raisa. Says the Noid Yehuda, to answer this kasha, a tremendous chiddush. He says, you have to say that there's two dinim in Vestas. There's Vestas, as in Shavuos Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, Issa Tashmish, and then there's Vestas, as in Nida Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, where the Shas Vest passed. The woman did not do the bedika. Then she did a bedika of an Imtzus Torah. Do we still have to be concerned that even though now she's tar, maybe Urich Bezman Ebon, maybe she was Tomei at the time that she, at the time of the vest. In other words, as it relates to the Issa Tashmish, says the Noid Yehuda, Vestas Deiraisa. As it relates to whether or not we need to be concerned now whether she saw Dam on the Yoyma vest, Vestas Deirabonim. What does that mean? So says the Noid Yehuda, Dover Nifla, based on a Gemara, really a Sugya, and Mesechtes Gittin, that Chav Ches Amar Al, very Geshmak Alach. The Mishnah says as follows, and maybe get, somebody made somebody else a Shliach Lohi Lacha to bring a get to his wife. And the Meshaleach, the husband that was divorcing his wife, was an old man, or he was very, very not well. Shliach Lohi Lacha, it's traveling from Medina Sayam to Eretz Yisrael. It took a very long time. What's the halacha? Anyway, 6 months later, he arrives and he comes to a bezd and he wants to divorce. He's a shliach. Hazak a shliach. He needs to do what he has to do. The problem is, the last time he saw the husband was 6 months ago. And when he saw the husband was very, very sick. The husband was very, very old. Does he have to be concerned that maybe the husband is not alive anymore? And if the husband's not alive, you can't give a get. Says the Mishnah, maybe get v'nichazok v'nichoyla, noyisla b'cheskas shukain. You're allowed to assume that the person is still alive, a person has a cheskas chai, and as a result, you're allowed to give the get. Another similar halacha, bas Yisrael and a sula koyin, a bas Yisrael was married to a kohen. So the halacha is an eshes kohen's allowed to eat truma. V'holach b'aylu l'medina sayam. Her husband went on a business trip, went away for a very long time. The halacha is a cheles b'truma. She's allowed to eat truma. Even though her husband's in a very dangerous place right now, once upon a time, if somebody made it back alive from medina sayam, he brought a carbon taida. So clearly, he's in a massive of sakana, stating that. He's b'cheskas chai. And the woman's allowed to assume that she's still married to a kohen. She's an Eshes Kohen, she's a Lady Truma. Third halach, shliach chatos from Medina Sayam. If somebody made a shliach from Medina Sayam, he sent somebody to bring a carbon chatos on his behalf. That halach is, when this person arrives in the Makam HaMikdash, makriv anoyis v'cheskes shukayim. We're allowed to assume that this man is still alive. Meaning, if he wouldn't be alive anymore, it would be a chatos hamesu baleh. Halach l'moishim yisinai, it's one of the chamesh chatos hamesis. You wouldn't be able to bring the carbon chatos. But we're allowed to assume that the person's alive. In other words, three halachos, but really three applications of the same principle. And that is that a person has a cheskas chayim. We always assume that a person's alive. And as a result, if someone makes a shliach l'alacha to bring a get, the shliach l'alacha could assume at the time that he gives the get, the mishalech, even if he was a zokin or a chayla, he's still alive. A woman who's married to a kohen, he went l'medina sayam, she can continue eating truma, assuming he's alive. If someone sends a shliach to bring a carbon chatas, you don't have to be worried that maybe it's a chatas shemesu baleh. Everything is okay. Says the Gemara, for a minute, I'll ask you a kasha from another Mishnah. If someone goes over to his wife and says, hareze gitech, sho achas koidem misasa. So, a kohen was married, and he tells his wife that I'm giving you a get, but I don't want the get to be chal right now. I want it to go into effect 1 hour, sho achas, koidem misasi. So the halach is asur lecha b'chum miyad. She's not allowed to eat chuma. Why can't she eat chuma?
Because we're always concerned that maybe it's Sha'achas Koydim Yisasa. Maybe he's going to die in a minute. If that's the case, right now it's Sha'achas Koydim Yisasa. Sa'asur lachav b'chumah. Faith in Gemara's Astira. How does this come with the Mishnah? One of the three cases of the Mishnah was Mamash Truma, where the halach is Isha Shalach Balam Dina Sayyam. She's Ladi Truma Becheskas that her husband is still alive. She's still an Eishas Koyin. Here you have a halacha that's literally the opposite, where Hareza Gitech Sha'achas Koydim Yisasa, the halach is Asur lachav b'chumah miyad. And the Gemara gives several terutzim. Rava Amar, Rava says, Shema Meis. Loi chayshinon, shema yamos chayshinon. What's the difference between the Mishnah Gittin Chav Chesam at Aleph and that Halacha Bareza Gitech Shachas Koydim Yisasi? One case, the concern is, did he die? In the other cases, the Shaila, will he die? In other words, Isha Cholach Bailam Dina Sayam. Right now, she wants to sit down and eat truma. What does she have to ask herself? Is my husband alive or is he not alive? Well, last time I saw him, he was alive. Even though he went to Medina Sayyam, I'm going to assume that he's still alive. Shema meis loy chayshinon. And being with that, when we're not concerned that he died, so the halacha she can continue to eat truma. Hareza gitech sha'achas koydim misasi. When she sits down, she goes to a rav and says, "Can I eat truma now?" What's the shaila? The shaila is, did he die now? No, that's not the shaila. The shaila is, will he die in a moment from now? Because the get was given in a way where it's going to be chal, sha'achas koydim yisasi. So the shaila is not whether he's alive or not, but rather the shaila specifically to this get is, will he die in a moment from now? Says Rabbah, for that you don't have a chazaka. Shema meis loy chayshinon. But shema yamos? Oh, that already chayshinon. So you have a chazaka that says that this second he's alive. But you don't have a chazaka saying that he will be alive in a minute from now. So where the nidin is he alive now or not alive now? You could assume he's alive, so she's glad he's truma. But if the nidin is, will he be alive in a moment from now? For that you don't have a chazaka. Shema yamos chayshinon. I mean that shema yamos chayshinon, so says Rava, it's for that reason. Right now, where the get goes into effect a moment before he dies, you have to be assumed that maybe right now it's a moment before he dies. Doesn't he have a chazaka? No. Shema meis chayshinon. Shema meis loy chayshinon. Shema yamos. What's the difference? What's the difference? So the beer in the Gemara is, that's why shteitim rishonim, is very simple. It's because a person has a cheskas chai. But you can't tell me that a person has a cheskas chai that he's going to live forever, because nobody lives forever. So as a result, if you want to know whether the person's alive this second, al zen ne'amar chazaka. But if you want to tell me, oh, being that every person that's alive now has a chazaka, that he'll always be alive. Doesn't work that way. So being that a person, everyone will eventually die, so there can't be a chazaka ever telling me that the person will be alive in the future. As it relates to this second, a major lumdus, Shema Meis Lei Chashinon. But as it relates to the future, being that everybody will inevitably die, you can't apply any chazaka to the future. The Neid Yehuda in another tshuva says it a little bit more lumdish. He says that chazaka, as much as we try rationalizing it, at the end of the day, it's not a svara. Chazaka is learned out from a pasuk. It's a Gemara Chulon Daf Yoram Mebeis. Minoha milsat oikir rachmana chazake. Where's it learned out from? Nigei batim. The halacha was that when a kohen went to inspect the house, he determined whether the house had a bias, so he wasn't allowed to declare it tomei or tar in the house itself. He would have to leave the house, and then when he left the house, he would say tomei tar, but he couldn't do it in the house. Fake the Gemara. The kohen is going to inspect the house, then he's going to leave the house. Let's assume 5 minutes later, he's going to make his declaration. He's going to say that the house is tummy. Maybe something changed in the last 5 minutes. Teretz is, Oikim Milsa Chazaka. That's the Makar to the concept of Chazaka. Says the Neid Yehuda, the textbook example, the Makar to the Halach of Chazaka is that we don't assume something changed in the past. But we don't have a Makar to say that something won't change in the future. So if you really want to trace it back to the oneness, to the source of the halacha of chazaka, you see already that for Hashem, a meis, there's a chazaka. We have a chazaka to say that the house didn't change in the last 5 minutes. But what's your makar? Minoha milsa daik rachmana chazake, that you shouldn't be chayesh v'shem yomas. There is no such makar. So it says in Nabi Yehuda, that could be a little bit of a deeper understanding of the Gemara over here, getting chav chesam and beis. But this is the bottom line. The bottom line is that there's a chazaka that things don't change. But there isn't a chazaka that says things won't change in the future. So if you're discussing the present tense or the past tense, al zeh nemar chazaka, shema meis loy chayshinon. But to use a chazaka for the future to tell me things will never change, for that you don't have a chazaka. When?
Or why? Because things inevitably change. And because things inevitably change, there's no way you could have such, says the Noida Yehuda. I want to say a gewaldige chiddush. I want to say that really, as it relates to the Issa Tashmish, everybody holds Vestas Day Raisa. It's a Mufurisha Gemara. Shavuos Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis. Being that Vestas are Day Raisa, so therefore there's an Issa Tashmish. And really, Zilbas Asvara. Because what's the Yusoid of Vestas? Chazaka is a din dayraisa. So if chazaka is a din dayraisa, why should anybody hold vestas to rabbanon? Right, that's one of the struggles that you have to figure out when you learn the sugya vestas. Why should there be a man nama that holds vestas to rabbanon? It's based on a chazaka. Arich bezmaneba. So says the Noida Yehuda. I think everybody held arich bezmaneba, and it's a regular chazaka according to Rebbe twice, according to Rav Shmuel Gamliel three times. Right, that's pasha. It works with all the gedarim of chazaka. It's a regular fartiga chazaka, and being that there's a chazaka of Orech Bezmaneba, Vestois Deiraisa. And it's for that reason that as it relates to Tashmish, it's poshut that there will be in this Tashmish Deiraisa, because you have to be worried that maybe the Sisha is going to see Namnita. Stating that, in the event that a woman had her vest, and she didn't see Dam, and now a day later she did a Bedikah and she was Tahira. Now the Shaila is, yesterday, was she a Nida or was she not a Nida? So you're going to tell me there's a Chazaka. Orich Bezmaneba. But l'umas the Chazaka, there's another Chazaka that says she was Tahar. And being that she has a Cheskas Taira that goes Kenega the Chazaka of Orich Bezmaneba, so says in the Yudah, that's the Yisoid of the Mandama that holds Vestas to Rabbanon. Of course he holds with the Chazaka Orich Bezmaneba. But he holds as a conflicting Chazaka. There's another Chazaka that says that she was Becheskas Taira. Says in the Yudah, if that's the case, then why don't you say the same thing as it relates to the Issa Tashmish? Oh, because the Issa Tashmish is not a question of Shema Meis. It's not a question of did she have Dam Nida yesterday. It's a question right now. Tashmish, Mutter or Osir. Maybe she's going to be Rayadam. Maybe she'll be Rayadam, B'Shas Tashmish. So right now, they don't have the places to assume that she won't be Rayadam, B'Shas Tashmish in 5 minutes from now because of the fact that she has a Cheskas Torah. Because the Cheskas Torah can't help me for the future. Just like the Cheskas Chai can't help me for the future, the Cheskas Torah can't either help me for the future. What do you mean? I'm using the Cheskas Tahira to tell me that Vestas the Rabbanon. Yeah, that's to tell me in the other. Because for the other, you have the Chazaka. But as it relates to the Asid, you don't have the Chazaka. The reason of the Chazaka as it relates to the Asid is because this is an Asid that's Asuya Lishtanis, and it's like a Shema Yomus. Shema Yomus, the Gemara says Chashino. So said the Noida Yehuda, phenomenal Chiddush, that as it relates to Shema, did she have the dam or not have the dam? For that, you have a cheskas tahira. But as it relates to, will she see dam or will she not see dam? For that, for sure, you don't have a cheskas tahira. I mean that you don't have a cheskas tahira. It's like shema meis loy chayshinon, shema yomas chayshinon. So vestas will be deiraisa as it relates to this atashmish. Vestas will not be deiraisa as it relates to whether or not she saw the aymar of shach. Do you hold the varech bezmanei ba'me deiraisa? Do not hold the varech bezmanei ba'me deiraisa. Teretz says you hold the varech bezmanei ba'me deiraisa. But connected that, you also have the cheskas tahira. So as it relates to Shema Meis. So over there, the Cheskas Torah works because Shema Meis Leichayshinon. Cheskas Torah works for things in the past. So therefore, you'll end up with a Vestas the Rabbanon. But as it relates to the future, Tashmish, will there be a Re'iyah B'Shas Tashmish? You have to assume, yeah, because for that, the Cheskas Torah won't help me. Like Rava said, Shema Yomus Chayshinon. For that reason, says the Noida Yehuda, this fantastic Chiddush. Emes is, this Chiddush in Noida Yehuda is also mentioned in Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer in a Tshuva brings this same chiddush b'shem his Rebbe. I wrote the wrong title. He brings it b'shem his Rebbe, the Reb Nosson Adler. So a woman asked him a shayla. She had her leil tefillah. Her leil tefillah came out the same night that her husband was going to be leaving away on a trip. So we know the halacha. Hayoytzel derech tzarich lifkod es ishto, and it's one of the three oinos that are chiyuvim, right? So there are some times where there's a mitzvah to do tashmish. One of them is ayoytzel derech tzarich lifkod es ishto. Leil tefillah, there's also a mitzvah. And a woman asked the Chassam Sofer a shayla that her leil tefillah came out as the same night as when her husband was going to be a yoytzel derech. It was also her vest. And the question was, was there a heter tashmish, or was there an issa tashmish? So at first glance, you would say, vest, this is only midrabbanan. That's what we pass. It's a vessel of the Rabbanon. Here you have two oinos of mitzvah. Say it's the leil mikvah and say it's yoitzel aderech tzarech lifkid es ishtoi. So you would think that there would be makom lahakel. Stating that, the Chasam Sofer says, Shamati, I heard me moiri v'rebbe, and it means Rav Nosson Adler, that he heard from Rav Nosson Adler, he quotes this many times, that Rav Nosson Adler said that even though the Gemara comes out, vessel is the Rabbanon, it's only with regards to whether or not she saw dam on the yom haves. But as it relates to the Issa Tashmish, that's a mafurish of Gemara and Shavuos Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Over there, everybody agrees that vestas are d'oraisa. That's what the Chasam Sofer brings from Nosson Adler, and then he says Shuv Matzasi. He says I found the Chiddush in the Noida Yehuda that from Nosson Adler and Noida Yehuda Shneim Nischavu L'Davar Echad this Chiddush. It's just kedai to mention that really this is not Oiska Halton in Halacha. It's as much as the Noida Yehuda said it, and the Chasam Sofer brings it in a tshuva, he said it over B'Shem his Rebbe again. Let me clarify that. Not that it's not Oiska Halton in Halacha, but the Ikra did in Shulchan Aruch is clearly not that way. For example, the Shulchan Aruch when he brings the halacha of Tzarech Lifrosh B'Shas Oino says the Mechaber, it's in Yerideya Simen Kuf Pei Dalet Hilchasidus of Cotton Base B'Shas Vesto Tzarech Lifrosh Mimeno Oino Achas says the Shach Hainu Mid Rabbanon V'chein Askomas Reva Poiskin V'Achroinim the Vestus the Rabbanon. It's before Shem the Shach. Not like the Noida Behuda, not like the Chasam Sofer, not like Rav Nosson Adler. Right, clear. He's talking about the Issa Tashmish of a Vest. B'Shas Vest, the Tzarech Lifrosh Mimeno Oino Achas Zok, the Shach Hainu Mid Rabbanon. As it relates to the Shaila that the Chasam Sofer was asked, says the Mechaber in Sivkot and Yud, Haroitzol Lotzeis Loderech, Tzorech Livkoit Ishtoi, Afilu Samach Levesto. Says the Ramah, Afilu Batashmishari. What's the Pshat? The Pshat is because Vestas are only Midrabanon. I mean, the Vestas are only Midrabanon, so Haroitzol Lotzeis Loderech is Doicha. The vest. But again, it's all because Vestas are the Rabbanon, even the Issa Tashmish of Vestas are the Rabbanon. Just one thing, parenthetically, before we end, and that is, in that Noida B'Yehuda, there's another Dava Nifla that he says. Again, the Tshuva, the Noida B'Yehuda, is a very lovely Tshuva, and as it guts to the core, the gut of the Halachas, of Vestas, the Eraisa, Vestas, the Rabbanon. But, you know, take Dvarav, there's a lot of drama in Tshuva's Noida B'Yehuda, V'advarav Atikin, V'inkam V'koymai. But one of the things is that the Shoyal, you know, sent, apparently the Shaila that came to the Noida B'Yehuda, the specific, it was about a woman, an older woman, who... Whatever, she couldn't become Tahar from Tumas Nida. So whatever, Ayin Sham, the whole Tshuva. But he says that, you know, Ani Tameya, he says, V'chi ain't sorry begilot, aloi kamer rabbonu g'doy le'adar ha'krevim etzloi, v'loma bachar b'derech r'chayka. The poetry is off the charts. Gam ro'isi sherum malosei ba'atzma yodav rabloi b'populo. I can tell from the Shaila that you're clearly a big Talmud Chacham. I don't know why you need me. Ach, hoyol v'kora aneyu k'fi miyot ha'sagos. He says like this. V'ro'isi es malosei boinu v'soise b'divri agoyin, bal Shev Yaakov Echaver. I saw that you wrote a whole shtickle Torah based on something that the Shev Yaakov said. B'tshuva Shev Yaakov, v'advor maruchim. V'ani, ein darki losom iyum b'tshuva sa'achroinim chachmei zvanenu. Says the Noida B'Yehuda, my minig is that I don't look in achroinim. V'loy afilu b'koid min lefanenu doir or shnei doiris. I don't even look at svarim from one dar previous and even two dairis. V'day lonu benamik iyunenu b'divrei ha-talmud u'poiskim rishoyna masmuchim lahem. Arif hagiyenu l'bali shulchan orech ha-shesidru lonu shulchan mali berchus Hashem. V'loy zul hazeh b'divrei tshuva shachrim. But I don't look at anything after that. After the tkufa of the shulchan orech, he says, I don't really look. She'en lonu li'ishoyin, here's the punchline, alachra osam yoyseme alachra osenu. Because at the end of the day, I'm not meshuvet to their hachra any more than my own hachra. V'im kein lomas en nevalas manim barichas devrayim. So he says, right, log tshuvas. He says, chavashtait. And I'm not meshuvet to it. So the Shulchan Aruch, I'm meshuvet to it. Showing him that's soif hayra. So that week I go through. But in terms of achrayim, he says, you quoted the Shev Yaakov. He says, I don't look in the Shev Yaakov. He says, chavash kansait. And the truth is like mechatesi. So they're going to come out one way, I came out another way. I'm not meshuvet. Not only to the achrayim of his generation, he says, one dar, even two dairas back. What came to mind is a tshuva from the Chasam Sofer. This tshuva's Chasam Sofer is a classic. It's an Erech Chaim. It's tshuva kuf mem. It's a famous tshuva. And the reason it's famous is because he talks about shirim. There's a few tshuvas where the Chasam Sofer talks about shirim. The steer is in it. We've gone through this in the past. But the shaila itself that the Chasam Sofer was responding to was Sholoim v'kol tov liyedid nafshi harav hagoyin hamuflig umufla b'toyre charifos ubekiyas yachtov tzmudim moreinu v'rabbeinu rav tzvi hersh chayis neiro yor of bezin tekiyu l'kadoish v'zolkov. It was written to Matzchios, the Zolke V'Rav. And apparently he sent them three shailas. So the Chasam Sofer responded to the three shailas that the Zolke V'Rav asked him, Al Rishon Rishon, Val Achron Achron. So he said, the first shaila was with regards to the famous Rosh in the Sugi of Morer. So the halacha is that in order to be yoytze the mitzvah of Morer, you have to eat a kezayis Morer. Question is why? The Rosh has a chiddush because Morer is a mitzvah. So memeila, you have to make a berachas on mitzvahs. What's the nusach of the bracha? Asher ki dishonu and soyitz dishonu al achilas Morer. Being that you're going to say achila in the nusach of bracha, the word achila is mechayev kezayis. So he's like the Rosh. Either way, the Maritzchias asked him a kasha and he quoted him the Shagasari. And the truth is a very famous Shagasari on this Rosh, and presumably that's the Shagas Aryeh that he was referring to. But either way, he told him about the Shagas Aryeh. So he writes like this. He says that the Elu Dov Asher Kosafti B'Tshuva Acheres. He said, you should know that as it relates to this whole shmooze, I wrote about it in a different tshuva. The Divrei Sefer Hanal, but this Sefer, referring to the Shagas Aryeh, Lo Ro'i Siyaz, I hadn't seen him at the time. So I never saw the Shagas Aryeh. And the reason is, Kein Darki L'Chapes B'Svarim, in loya oirereni adam olav. He says, I don't look at svar. Someone shows it to me, said, then I'll see it. But nobody showed me the Shagasari, and in Mela, I didn't see it. I think this is dvar in the flam. But either way,